Y'all ready for this?
Dun, dun, dun.
That works every time. Anger, anger, anger. Melonhead. Oh, Melonhead.
All right, we got to do this. I've only got 3 hours left to kill Galactus again.
Hold on, I'm just up to 30 green. I have to smash the board a few times. Alright, greetings True Believers, welcome to the 24th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. As always, I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, a day late, gentlemen.
Hello!
Hello.
Due to family concerns and Ian dying, we're a day late recording, but hopefully you won't notice by the time you actually listen to this.
Right.
He got better.
He did.
I did. It was a rough 24 hours, though.
So we're covering February 3rd through February 10th. This is Pennsylvania, so happy Groundhog Day there, everyone. yet again, we prove that we know nothing about nothing and somehow still decide that we have no idea when, you know, winter starts and ends, because we're going to let the groundhog tell me that winter is over, even though it's only the first week of February. That's not how the calendar works, but somehow that's what we do here in PA.
Spring's right around the corner. Deal with it.
That's what Punxsutawney Phil told me, so I got to go with it.
Well, sounds like that groundhog is one of those global warming alarmists.
did you see the Trevor Noah making fun of the Groundhog Day?
I did not.
So he's from South Africa, right? And Groundhog Day? Seriously? You're depending upon a rodent that you pull out of the ground to tell you what the weather is? He's like, I know people in Africa who wear animal skins all the time. And they would hear this and say, why don't you use satellite data?
My answer to that would be, Bing is how two of us used to work at the quote-unquote world's weather leader, and we know for a fact that they have no idea what they're talking about. The groundhog's just as good. I bet most years it is just as accurate as anybody who works here at Dow.
It can't be true. I heard it. I heard that what's his name? Phil? Pete?
Phil?
I don't know what the hell his name is.
Yeah, Punxsutawney
no,
Phil.
No, Pete is the guy who sells you scratch-off tickets.
No, that's Gus.
Oh, that's Gus. Sorry.
Phil, I hear Phil has a 40% accuracy rate.
Oh, that's way better than AccuWeather.
No way.
There are like, what were they, Ray? 46% or something the last time we checked?
No way.
Yeah.
I thought they just downloaded everything they needed from the National Weather Service, repackaged it, and then got rich.
That is correct.
Well, I think the National Weather Service is a little more reliable than they get credit for.
That was a tangent.
Yeah.
Still going with no. Seriously.
All right, stuff going on this week. In your Deadpools, Green Storm, Thursday, Yellow Cage, Friday, Yellow
Rocket.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you off? Or my day's off? So we're doing it a day off.
Yeah, Wednesday was still Green Storm. We still run this show Wednesday to Wednesdays, no matter
when
we actually record it.
Right. I got
you. Pay attention.
Well, you didn't. Never mind. Go ahead.
Saturday, Yellow Spider-Man. Who cares? Sunday, Purple Daredevil. Monday, Blue She-Hulk. Tuesday, Red Deadpool. That'll be exciting. And Wednesday, a Green Gamora. The Crash of the Titans was not Devil Dino, because we thought that was weird. It was actually Elektra. I did not win in any way, shape, or form. What about you guys?
No, I don't even think I participated. I have her at 001, so.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I screwed up all of my possible championing, and spent all of my ISO to level her up, because I was convinced by other members of our alliance that it was possible that my I had 3 black and 2 red, which I think was the minimum. So I leveled her up to 148, which is as far as I could get her. I don't know how many times I played it.
Yeah.
Enough that I was ready to throw my iPad across the room. But eventually I did win.
Oh, nice. What'd
you
get?
Whoa, no way.
Yeah, it was. I don't think it was worth it. spent so much on boosts.
You got a Star-Lord?
No, actually. I got... The prize did make it worth it, because I got a Jean Grey.
Oh.
So that was awesome.
Yeah, that was totally
but
worth it.
I spent all that time and all the boost to do it, so... But at least I got a Jean Grey out of it, so...
Yeah, that's exciting. Coming up on the 7th, it will be Ant-Man in that event.
That I will not do as well on.
I don't even know what my Ant-Man's at right now. I really need to get back to stop pursuing my fun of championing and actually level up my 4 stars at some point. Trying to find my Ant-Man. My Ant-Man's at 106 still, so probably not a good chance. Story events. Hey, Galactus made a return.
Hooray!
That was kind of announced after we recorded our last show, so we didn't know it was coming.
Supplies.
Yeah. Your rewards, if you got max points, 900,000 personal points, got you a legendary token. And round 6, 7, and 8 for your alliance were Hulkbusters. So I know, I don't know if you want to cover this now or cover this later, Ray, but does anyone want to talk about who'd you use? What you got?
I mean, my team started out the exact same as what I did the last time, was 3-star Magneto, Storm, and Loki. And they were doing great right up until round 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started getting really nasty. So I ended up going with Hulk, Cyclops, and Iron Fist, which, as it turns out, is a pretty good team. Iron Fist feeds Cyclops full blast, and Hulk trying to keep him in front as much as possible to make him angry. Some of the time, I would walk away from Galactus with, like, barely being hurt. Other times, it was really, really close. So, I guess it just depends on the board. That ended up being my team, and now I'm more worried about the little nodes than the actual Galactus fights.
Right, I agree. This in round 8 that we're in, which will be wrapping up here shortly, some of those nodes are much harder than the actual Galactus fight. Ian, who'd you use?
I used very similar. I used Cyclops, the Hulk, and original Black Widow.
Oh, OBGYN.
Oh, they were awesome. Even into the later rounds, they just, you know, Hulk keeps thunderclapping the board and knocking out tiles and keeping things moving. Cyclops builds up until he's ready to shoot down Galactus, and, you know, with stealing Galactus's AP, keeping his countdown tiles from reaching zero, and stealing his AP was just great. Boy, I've never had Galactus fights go as smoothly as they did this time around.
Nice.
I did have a little fun experimenting with 2-star Hawkeye, Gray Suit Black Widow, and sometime mostly Thor was probably the most effective third person to throw in that mix.
Oh, to get some speed shots.
Her greens make lots of crits, which make lots of speed shots.
Her purple, you mean?
Her purple, yeah. Her purple makes lots of green, which then I could, you know, feed into either her or Thor. Thor's red and yellow just kept doing steady damage. Thor's yellow also made green.
Right.
It was good times.
Yeah, the first 5 rounds I did my standard team, because that's what I do. Round 6, 7, and 8, as apparently we all are big fans of Hulk in that event, because I love to tank Hulk. But I teamed him up with Giant Melonhead, and of course Luke Cage, because that's what I do. But Melonhead was pretty sweet, because I just always kept Hulk in front. I never bothered to try to get rid of any tiles, the Cosmic or the Countdown. I just let him go, and just let Hulk anger the board something fierce. And he would just keep filling the board with green, Melonhead would come out and do Melonhead attacks, and then I would smash the board every time I got the 30 green. And I would just, anytime there was black on the board, I would make black matches, which Hulk was tanking that color too. And then eventually I could, you know, throw some jab-jab crosses, or click-click booms, as they're more affectionately known. And that's how I won every time.
And for anyone, I'm just sitting there laughing, because you can't, apparently you just will not use Professor Xavier's name.
Our longtime listeners should be on board. It's the Giant Melon Head. It's Professor X's, when his, whatever it's called, psychic whatever power. I don't remember what it's called. Master Plan. That's what it's called. It's not psychic whatever at all.
That wasn't a good hint at all. Sorry, everybody.
Master Plan. I only have it at level 2, but it was doing 1,705 damage for me. It probably fired off 5 or 6 times every fight, so it was just good bonus damage. So that was fun.
Nice. Oh, and the one thing that I would mention is I would not have finished my last Galactus round, the one node where it was a ton of Magia and, all Magia, because the second wave was Bullseye, Fisk, and the Hood, who are the head of the Magia. I would not have made it past that if it weren't for Ian and his suggestion of using Gray Suit Black Widow and Thor together. Those two, man, I think I'm going to make a team with them just regularly. That was a lot of fun. And they walked away unscathed.
They did. I saw that screenshot. That was outrageous.
Yes. So thanks, Ian.
Yeah, no problem. I'm here to help.
I think I was telling Ray before we started recording, the hardest one for me was there was a round that was Loki and two of those jerks who throw out caltrops.
Mm.
Yeah.
And man, the caltrops were just beating me senseless over and over and over again. I think I played that one 8 or 10 times before I finally won. It was just, I just could not make headway. Eventually, because you had to use Spider-Man in that one, and he's terrible, So I think eventually I ended up just using Spider-Man for his blue, and I would stun Loki repeatedly and just keep beating down on the ninjas.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just lucked out on that one.
I was going to say, and it wasn't that fight. It was a previous node where you had to use Spider-Man. I felt totally differently. Not only did I enjoy his new animations, but every round that all tied up at such a low cost, I was stunning someone, you know, every other round.
Yeah.
I was like, one stun, what's that going to do? And I was like, ha-ha, it's going to keep this person stunned all the time. But other than that, he's useless.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, while we're there, Ian jumped ahead. But hey, Spider-Man got himself some new animations.
Yeah, he did.
He's got new, I think he got new new cover art, too, if I remember right. But
is it new cover? Yes. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I didn't look there.
I thought it was. I don't have
it. We'll take your word for it.
But I enjoyed the new animations. I thought they looked good.
Yeah.
His powers didn't get any better, but the animations are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that it's not just, you know, the same old and shared with, like, Bagman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the change.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, with Galactus wrapping up, I'm not sure our alliance is going to make it all the way through 8. I think there's like 3 hours left to go, and it looks like we may end up a little short, so we may only get 2 of the 3Hulkbusters that were up for grabs.
I was going to say, that's 2 more Hulkbusters than I had when I started.
Oh, you didn't have any? Nice.
I didn't have any. I got to open a new slot for that.
Cool.
It was nice.
Next coming up is the Gauntlet has made its return. If you finish the Wilderness node, you will get a Gauntlet Recruit token. Finishing the Alpine node gets you a Blue Rocket and Groot. And if you can make it all the way through and defeat Global Domination, you get the Sheevy
X-23.
Mm. I've never actually gotten to finish a Gauntlet, so we'll see how it goes this time around.
Yeah, I actually did finish the last one, so hopefully I can continue that. I don't know. They're hard. Round 3 is always a lot of work.
Yeah, I think you always get fooled. At least I always get fooled, because the first one's so easy at this point, you know, with the rosters that we have nowadays.
Right.
That I'm like, oh, no problem, no problem. Then you get, like, most of the way through 2, and you're like, this is getting harder.
Yeah.
And then I get into the third one, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm only halfway through, huh? Hmm.
I remember at least one of the fights on the last one, right near the end of the third round, I ended up just wailing everyone.
Right. So. I'm also assuming that Nova's probably going to be required for one of the legs, so I won't be able to do that either, because I do not have a Nova in my stable.
No Nova.
No Nova for me.
Come on, Craig.
Wasn't even close to earning one that last event that he was up for grabs and have not lucked into one. Things that I did luck into, though, is in between shows, Redshift came up and left, which is the Scarlet Witch event. And
right.
I got me a first place. Woot woot.
Good job.
So that was exciting.
Well done.
I got me a blue Invisible Woman and some Black Panther covers, which hopefully later tonight I will actually finally accrue enough ISO to champion him up and get him up to 169.
Yeah, he is an incredible character.
So
very much worth it.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to getting him up there later. Predator and Prey, which is the Black Panther event, is running right now. I think it also ends today. 800 gets you a blue Black Panther, 1,000 for the green Invisible Woman, 1,300 for your legendary token, first place gets you a Nova, 2 through 100 are some Mohawk covers with your top 50 getting some command points. That's being followed up by Jet Set Go, which appears
to
be...
Is that a Nova PvP?
It's got his picture on it.
Okay.
However, what's weird is that for 800 points, you get a Mohawk.
Yep.
So...
Nope, that makes the most amount of sense.
Yeah. 1,000 gets you a Yellow Nova. And then here's a change. Instead of 1,300 getting you a legendary token, it now just gives you the 25 command points.
Interesting.
Oh.
So I suppose if you wanted to go for the 20-point
right
token option, you could bank...
5 in the bank.
Yeah. So I thought that was nice of them. That was a chance.
Sure. Not that I've ever gotten anywhere near that, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't either, but, you know, for people who can do that, there you go. First place got you a blue Hulkbuster, and in 2 through 100 are some patch covers with, again, the top 50 people getting some CP. All right. Now for sad news. All my hopes and dreams of having the coolness, the awesomeness, the amazingness that is Dazzler coming to this game were dashed, as all things on the forum seem to point to the fact they were getting, wait for it, are you braced? Have you braced yourself? Because you know what this game needs besides more Wolverines? We need more Spider-Man. So, there's again another Spider-Man. This
wow.
is the, rumors seem to point that it will be the Gwen Stacy from I don't know, Earth 4274, whatever Earth flavor of Earth she's from.
Way to explain how you're not up on your comic book.
I am not. I don't like alternate reality comic books. I really would just give me the main universe that I live in, you know? I don't need alternate Earths. I don't need, you know, I just don't. I just don't need it. Just give me the characters I like the first time around. I don't need 65 different versions of them. There's not a whole lot of description of her powers, just some basics. It says for her purple power, they don't have names yet as far as I can see, at least not that have been released. For six purple, you get the two-turn stun and create quote-unquote character-specific tiles, which is that has always meant web tiles in the past, so that's where people are thinking here. For 12 red, it does quote-unquote massive damage to the enemy and removes character-specific tiles from the board, costing 1 AP less for each character-specific tile on the board. And yellow power for 8 yellow, give each teammate a burst of health and create some character-specific tiles. So people seem to think that's going to be Spider-Gwen from whatever universe Spider-Gwen lives in.
Seems very likely.
Apparently yeah. She's in a band called the Mary Janes in her universe. That's sure. Where the rock and roll hint kicked in.
Nope, I agree. I think that's where my confusion came from last week, but I'll address that in the listener comment section. And that seems to be a pretty reasonable pattern. You know, when they want to both upset you and run a character into the ground, they do every star level of that character, then they do a 5-star level of that character, and then they do a girl version of that character, and then they move on to someone new.
Yep. So hopefully that will be the last of this.
Yep.
So hopefully we can look forward to either a 5-star Thor, which will turn out to be Beta Ray Bill.
Or man, I do not need that stupid goat in this game.
Or, fingers crossed, because I'm thinking, like, where else? Hulk's getting close. So maybe we can get maybe I can get my 5-star World War Hulk. Or maybe we can get a 5-star or a 4-star Scar. Something like that.
Yeah, not sure.
It's happening, Craig.
Yeah.
These are characters that people actually like, though. I mean, Wolverine is loved. Spider-Man
is loved.
Oh my god,
he's super popular.
Yeah, the Hulk is, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't blame
I didn't say they
all.
Weren't cornerstones to the Marvel Universe.
Is really a Spider-Gwen that big in the Marvel Universe? Does anybody know?
I don't know, but it's still a spider character. Again,
at some point,
like
we really need to get Leonard on this show, and he can answer these questions.
He could. I think we could expect him in one of these upcoming February episodes.
Woohoo, let's get that
going. Don't hold your breath, but
all right,
he's
will.
Very reliable. Ah, nuts. My one request.
Oh, that lasted about 5 seconds.
Yeah, all right. Rick Animal's breath that long. Come on.
It's about all I can do before I fall over.
There was also an announcement made for upcoming scaling changes.
Yes.
They put out an update today saying that the planned matchmaking tests have been delayed. Look for it to be closer to patch R96. A few weeks further out, so it's getting pushed out into March. So they're looking. It was originally planned on slating into Venom Heroic and Beast Real McCoy event starting on the 8th and the 9th, but that's gotten pushed out. So there's a quick word from the developers saying the difference between this matchmaking system and the old one is how we calculate your rating and the ratings of your teams you come up against. Ratings now take into account power upgrades and the ways different characters and rarities upgrade their health and damage. The hope is that the new ratings are a more accurate estimate of a team's power, and that weird strategies like not leveling up your characters are no longer helpful. So,
yeah, wow. I'm okay with the delay. Make sure you get it right.
I agree.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. Here's one that seems like it needs more explanation, but we'll try and figure it out. Update to powered up levels. Hi-Fi posted a thing and said, hey, folks, starting today being Thursday, February 4th, heroes that are powered up in events will be stronger at their starting levels, but powered-up heroes will remain the same strength at their highest levels. That's all it says, but it gives some levels. So it says a new hero powered-up 4-star will have a minimum level of 145 and a maximum level of 345. I have no idea what it is right this moment, to be honest with you. Anybody know?
No.
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I did not actually see this in time. Like you said, he just posted it today, so I haven't been able to do a comparison.
And then on his Hi-Fi's post on the MPQ forums, it's got all the different things for the different star ratings. For example, a 1-star character powered up and a weekly power up will have a minimum level of 5 and a maximum level of 68.
Ooh, 68.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. That's.
Yeah, same.
Seems similar to where it is now.
Yeah, it said the max level wasn't changing. It's apparently lower level. It must have not been 5 before. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, what's it say for 3-star? And that'll give me a better perspective.
134.
Is where it starts?
Minimum is 134, yes.
Okay, because it used to be 70, correct?
Well, hold on. There's different things. That's in a story power-up. They're all different. In a weekly power-up, the 3-star minimum is 95. In a story power-up, it's 134. In a versus power-up, it's 145.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
There's a lot of numbers on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know
Craig,
how
Craig,
they compare.
Craig, you're our mathlete. We're going to have to wait for you to figure that one out.
Nope, I let Ray do math. He enjoys math. I took, whatever, 7 calculus classes in college. I hate math with a passion at this point. I never want to see math ever again. It turns out I used none of that in my life ever again. So
it was all lies.
It was. When they tell you you're going to use that stuff again, they are lying to you, kids. Just keep that in mind. But hey, stay in school and do well.
Right. So, Craig, after all this math and all these other downers, do you have any good news
there
for us?
There is. There's super exciting news, which they also just kind of slid out today without fanfare. For everyone who has played this game for quite some time and you've seen that dreaded, hey, 20 ISO a zillion times on the screen, that is now gone. Yeah. And they've even gone back and redone the prologue and everything.
Holy smokes, that part blew me away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot I was going to take a look at that. They said that they added new rewards as well.
Correct. Like, the instead of 4 per, it's 6 per. So nice. Any ones that you maxed out at 4 out of 4, they should all have 2 new ones.
Yeah, so I got to go back and play those.
Yeah. So back to farming.
Totally. So now, once you get all the rewards, that thing will then be worth 0. So the 20 is gone. So they while they added a few more, you know, levels of things, you can't play it forever for anymore. So you,
right.
So you used to be right. able to kind of farm away for 20 ISO at a time, but...
Right. I'd like to think literally no one does that.
Yeah, I mean, 20 ISO a fight, even when the fight is that easy.
Whoa.
Oh, right. How boring can that be?
Yeah. Hey, here's some crazy good news. So while we were sitting here, I got enough ISO to level up or champion Black Panther. And my legendary token I opened just got me a another Hulkbuster.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, blue
nice
Hulkbuster.
You suck.
That is a fun surprise. So I've got to go back to this new ISO news.
Go.
How is this going to affect PvE?
Go, Ota.
Can you only get a finite amount of points in PvE now?
I did read this somewhere. I don't think so. I think it's just being upped from 20 to 70.
Well, like, when you use up a node in PvE, usually you can continue to, you know, where... Oh, no, I guess that's... I'm confusing ISO with you know, points for participating. Pretend like I'm not here.
So what it said is, now when you complete a mission, you'll earn each mission reward randomly until you've earned all of them. And we've upped the number of mission rewards to 7.
Oh, 7.
And included more 100 ISO 8 rewards. So then you can play it 7 times. And then from the way I read it, then it is locked out.
Right. It's done at that point. You can't farm it forever. But hey, I'm all for it. Cause...
Right. And I was confused. Please ignore everything I just said.
All
right,
fine. Rewind, erase.
I was clearly confusing ISO rewards with the, you know, points you get for finishing PvE.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so lots of new changes. Sadness, it's another Spider-Man. Excitement, 20 ISO is gone. Other things were in between.
Oh, and that ISO thing is being rolled out per event. So, for example, yes. If you fight Galactus right now in the next 2 hours,
you can still get
20 ISO.
Right.
However, if you play the Gauntlet.
Yeah, it started with Gauntlet, and they said they'll be rolling it into... everything starting in Venom, starting Monday on the 8th.
And all future story events.
So it says, Ray, I understand there is a plethora of listener comments.
there was a lot to sort through, actually.
Tell me more.
I'm just going to kind of hit the highlights and name some names as to who the discussion was. So first off, I think we had a lot of people yelling at their car radios and their phones when they were listening to last week's episode, because we couldn't think of anybody who created black strike tiles. Well, guess what? There are a couple characters who do. And so Sigma Blade, area code 212, and our own Brian, and a couple other people, if I remember correctly, Jason Jones, Stink Palm, all wanted to throw out that Old Man Logan distinctly makes black strike tiles.
Oh, let me count on my 0 fingers the amount of Old Man Logans I have. Okay, done.
That would be why we missed that.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us even have a single cover.
Nope.
I do.
Oh, wait, you do.
I do. Well, they most certainly do.
Ian, you should have had the answer to this question then, you jerk.
I only have one yellow cover of it.
Ah, the ceiling,
and
right?
Plus, I'm the weakest member of our triad. I should know that by now. Which will address another listener comment that I grazed over, which was asking how I could possibly make the mistake of confusing Black Cat with Gwen Stacy. As I've proven already several times in this episode alone, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I have absolutely no idea. I really, and when I get the added pleasure of being underprepared and trying to Google something quickly to take a, you know, slightly better than off the cuff guess, oh, it can go so very wrong. And it did, and I apologize, but thank you for correcting me.
So the strike tiles, there was a little bit more on that. A couple of people wanted to also mention the characters like Gene and Bullseye can create strike tiles on random colors, so you can get some black tiles there. In any case, there you go. There's the information. I suppose if you have Old Man Logan, it's a little easier to...
I'm just currently enjoying myself by picturing people being angry enough while listening to this show in their car on their drive to work, that they're yelling at us. I'm like, ah, sweet.
There was some, just real quick, there was a lot of discussion about rewards and how they're being doled out. Some of the events have, some people are seeing vaults and some people are not seeing vaults. And there is apparently some back and forth testing being done by D3 on whether you receive vaults or not. So some people were seeing a vault on an event and other people weren't. And yeah, it turns out it's about 50-50 from what it sounds like. They're doing some tests on whether to implement vaults, you know, across the board. So don't have any information about that. I don't think they've announced anything at all.
No, nope,
I did some looking on it. Didn't see anything. But
do you have a preference?
Do I?
Yes.
For the short-term events, I don't see what the vault really gains you. Like
the illusion that you have some control over where it will stop, which is enough for me. That's why I prefer vaults.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see,
because as it cycles through the rewards,
right,
I can pretend like I had some control over what reward was going to happen.
When I open a vault token, I just click. Like, I keep clicking until it tells me what it is. So.
Oh, okay. I sit through the whole animation, and sometimes I count. Sometimes I have all sorts of crazy superstitions that I work through.
Yeah.
And I found that it really does make no difference, because except, you know, obviously with the exception of the Deadpool Daily Vaults, because those give you the chance of winning, you know, ISO or legendary tokens or hero points.
Right, right.
In addition to covers.
Nope, I just mash the button like I'm playing, you know, the big wheel on Price is Right and just, you know, let it go boop, 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 and then whatever it lands on, that's what I get. I don't care. It's always Moonstone anyway, so it doesn't matter how many times. It's all good. All good.
So the next thing was from, there's a user on Reddit named Hiding from Muggles.
Nice.
He mentioned that...
Harry Potter!
He mentioned that...
Wow.
He had
no
a correction.
Love for Harry Potter for Brave.
No,
man.
No. He mentioned
yeah, Muggle dude. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. Ray's just a jerk.
That's probably both true. So, he mentioned that Gwen Stacy was never Black Cat, but was actually Spider-Woman or Spider-Gwen, and yes, I think Ian already covered that. He also wanted to mention that he's a new listener, really enjoys the podcast, because we give a ton of great advice. So, thank you, and you're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know if any of the advice is actually good, but we try to just dole some stuff out. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a conversation about that, joined in by Bry the Fry Guy. That's harder to say than I... actually gave it credit for it, but Bry the Fry Guy, there we go, and Astro Monkey 9. So just wanted to, there was a nice conversation about that. Yes, we are aware, and yeah, it does look like Spider-Gwen is a distinct near 100% likelihood. Next, from WAB91, he says, woohoo, I got mentioned. Also, he went on to describe he'd been trying to work out a team for Punisher. Some combination of Bullseye, Rockin' Groot, Iron Fist, and he said, I haven't tried any of these yet, but I'm going to see and I'll report back. And then later he put in an edit that said, I tried all this with Punisher and none of them worked. His abilities are a mess. Everything worked out poorly. But he came up with a good team of Black Panther, Iron Fist, and Two-Star Hawkeye that he enjoys. So, in any case, I'm still interested. If anybody has anything with Punisher that works well, I would really like to hear it. but his...
On a far worse note, do you realize what you've just done?
Uh-oh, what?
By addressing that comment. The fact that he commented on the fact that his comment was addressed. So now you've created a time loop.
Some sort of inception.
And he is stuck in a time loop for the rest of his days going, woohoo, I got mentioned. Next week, woohoo, I got mentioned.
That's only going to work once.
So you're saying no matter how good any of his future comments are, you're never going to mention him again?
Oh, I don't know about that. But not just for saying woohoo.
No. Okay.
A message from Noble Browncoat, who said that in all of the talk of Banner Animations, he was surprised that we missed Cyclops's dat ass move. His yellow power.
Yeah.
Where he shows you his butt.
Yeah.
He said that that was the first animation that he saw that made him cringe, and then Iceman came out.
Right. So speaking of Browncoat.
Well, yes, I also say that he said, I will not kill you. Promise.
Thank you. I'll take that to the bank.
So if you could go to our webpage and email us.
Yes, but if you want to shoot us an email and we could lock down an actual time, or at least a nice time window, I'd be into that. That would be the easiest for us. We are taking, our families with us as well, so we want to minimize the amount of adventuring we do off the boardwalk.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on, Ray.
Right.
In response to Noble Browncoat, a comment from One-Eyed Jack 73, quote, I will not kill you, promise. This is exactly what someone who is going to kill you would say. I had to throw that in
but
there.
But if we are killed, if I have a Copperhania in my hand at the time, it might be less bad. Just saying.
Doubtful.
Last comment from, I don't have any idea how to pronounce this, Otrigorin? I'm going to go with that. User on Reddit. He says that his son listens and wants to mention an idea for adding Kang the Conqueror. Don't mention it. Just throw it in a patch. Add him to the tokens and be done. Because, time travel. He just went back and added himself in the patch.
That would be fantastic.
I think that would be a really good idea. And the fact that his son mentioned it, I wanted to throw that in there. Yeah. I thought it was very cool.
Yeah, I mean, even without something that clever, I'm pro-Kang.
Sure.
But, man, if they put that much, thought into it, good on them.
That would be awesome, where he just suddenly appeared, and everybody's like, what is going on?
He's always been there. What are you talking about?
That was the first character I recruited.
In any case, that's what we have for this week.
Alrighty. Ian, go!
Oh my goodness. For the featured character of the week.
Feature character of the week!
I'm telling you, if you ever listen to the show...
You're supposed to...
I did. I told you, if you ever listen to the show... it's not all smoke and mirrors. Ray really does have cool sound effects that he puts in that spot of you with a great echo effect and several others. I broke down and listened to the show one day. Glorious. Better than I could have hoped.
That would be more fun.
Anyway, I'll tell you all about Loki because I love Loki. Loki is, I would say, in the running for one of the best support characters in the game.
Yes, I absolutely agree.
He has black, purple, and green powers, and I will tell you all about them in that order. The black power is trickery, power cost 11. And I'm going to read you some of the text that has here on the page because it all makes me giggle on a very, base level. So, Loki's trickery turns the enemy's tools against them. Tools. This is where he is able to take enemy either strike or protect tiles and switch them into their opposite friendly versions. So if your enemy has, two strike tiles on the board and you play trickery, you suddenly have two friendly protect tiles on the board and they have nothing. It starts at 1, increases 2, 3, 5, and then at level 5 he does all of them. Strike and protect. He does not affect attack tiles. Power number 2, his purple power, illusion. It costs a humble 5 AP.
Yeah.
He shuffles the board. He starts by shuffling 14 colored tiles, although I think they preferred to be called African-American tiles.
Oh.
That was bad.
Boo burns.
He shuffles, and then it increases. He shuffles 18, 22, 26, and 32 colored tiles at level 5. So that is a lot of board shuffling. Finally, his newest power, because Loki once upon a time was a 2-power 3-star, but then he got an upgrade and gained the power of mischief. This is a passive power. Loki is consumed by a cold rage as he moves to undermine his enemies. So anytime that the enemy team matches 4, Loki converts 2 basic tiles into countdown tiles that steals 2 AP of a random color from the enemy. And as you increase this, countdown tiles decrease and number of tiles that he creates increase. So at the max level, he creates 4 countdown tiles that last for only 2 turns. This, however, I did have some, one of the days, I want to say Saturday, I had a ton of time to play the game. And I was playing with Loki a lot. And I had one of my first instances of turning a power into the way Craig relates to powers. That's why I realized it hadn't happened before, because I just don't play enough. But every time mischief went off, all I could hear in my head was, "You have some AP. I have a straw. I drink your milkshake." So forever mischief has become "I drink your milkshake." For me.
That was unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I hate when Craig rubs off on me.
Ew, gross.
Figuratively and literally.
Oh, come on.
Gross. But so Loki, I find him to be, you know, one of the most versatile support characters. His mischief power is fantastic. It, you know, punishes the enemy for making any sort of decent matches. And I find that trickery is also very powerful, because he not only steals the enemy attack tiles, but he turns them into, you know, beneficial tiles for you as well. And mischief is just handy to keep your turn going and get, you know, some nice lucky matches and move things around if you don't have a lot of good options. I Loki at 5-3-5. I don't know about the rest of the world.
I also have him at 5-3-5. I think the illusion's power, I mean, 32 tiles, that seems excessive.
Right.
So, I mean, level 3 gets you 22 tiles. That really rearranges the board quite well.
I agree.
I saw no reason to up it. And the fact that trickery gets you all tiles.
All of them at 5. Yeah. That's a mandatory 5 for me.
Matching him, like putting him up with Patch, where you can do Patch's green and red and then take away all the enemy strike tiles and make them protect. Yeah. Oh.
Correct.
It's amazing. Brutal.
I rarely use Loki, even though he is my highest level 3-star character.
Well, it's not Luke Cage.
That's what I'm saying. I have Loki at level 173, and I've never bothered to change him from my initial covers. So he's a 5-5-3, because that was the first way he ended up, and I've never bothered to change him. But I don't know. He is one of the first people I kill when I'm fighting against him. Because, man, I hate mischief. It just bites my butt. I hate it when that happens. It just drives me crazy that I can't make...
Well, the animation just takes so long. Ugh.
All of his animations take so long. All right, I guess trickery doesn't. But man, illusions, you can go get a cup of coffee every turn. And for
Mischief doesn't even have an animation.
Right.
I don't know.
Mischief just happened.
I'm just talking about illusions drives me insane. It takes so long.
No, I think Mischief does have an animation.
Mischief?
It absolutely does. That's the one that puts the passive that puts the countdown tiles.
Oh, it's really quick.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's so quick I forgot it.
But illusions happens like 14 minutes of illusions per fight.
It does.
It's like
it does. It feels that way, especially if you're lucky enough.
Every turn it happens.
Well, yeah, right. Costs 5.
If you compare him with Doc Ock, so that you can manipulate and illusion. Oh,
good lord!
That's a lot. That's good eat.
I suppose if that's you only want to play one match today, because that's all you'll have time for.
Might I still suggest that you go make him 5-3-5? 65% of the people who voted on the Intar tubes say 5-3-5 is the way to go.
Yeah, it seems likely, but I just don't ever use him.
Well, especially since you hate illusions, and the more tiles you move, the longer it's going
to
take.
I don't know, we'll have to time that sometime and see if it actually does take any longer.
Well, you got him championed. You can time him pretty easily.
It's true.
But no, he's a fantastic support character. Put him like Magneto, like I said, with Patch, amazing. Put him with Magneto and Storm. They all have some sort of tile manipulation effect. Very strong combination.
Yes, I agree. He's very useful, you know, once you... Because very early on, he was one of the first... Even before Mischief existed, he was one of the first 3-star covers that I ever got in the game. And before I understood, you know, the... I don't have words right now. My English is poor. But, you know, I didn't understand his versatility back in the beginning of the game. I was like, this character doesn't do damage. Selling him.
Well, it'd be fair. Back in the day, he didn't do much.
Well, he was just illusions and trickery.
Yeah, but they changed him at one point, if I remember right. They
added mischief.
No, but didn't they actually also change the other powers? I don't remember that.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I was thinking they were worse in the past, but it's been so long, I don't remember.
Right.
That was a year ago.
But anyway, he's absolutely a top-notch guy.
And played by an awesome actor in the movies.
Yes.
So he's got that going for him.
Absolutely.
So, in a weird side tangent, I watched Hulk versus Thor animated feature the other day.
Oh.
All right.
And in that, Loki manages to use a bunch of magic and take over Hulk. And
sure.
Uses him to go beat up on Thor during the Odin sleep. So Odin is not there to help out.
All right.
It was a fun little cartoon.
Oh.
That was it. That's all I wanted to say.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. it's slightly, more of a tangent off that same story. It was a double feature, also with Hulk versus Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which had, you know, some sweet, sweet appearances by Deadpool.
Yep. I did see both of those, yeah. I believe. I think I caught those on the Netflix a while back.
Yeah, so it just made me want to look forward to Deadpool movie coming out next weekend.
Wow, that's next weekend.
Yeah, that's soon.
Yeah, I can't wait. Looks like it will be super entertaining.
I would like to say that, but I'm sure I'll end up waiting
a
long time.
All right, rewards of the week.
We know what you got,
yeah,
Craig. Did you forget to mention anything?
Well, I just got a Hulkbuster seconds ago. So,
right.
What'd you guys get
this
week?
There you go.
Week?
So we also got Hulkbusters, but not the one you just got.
Yeah, two Hulkbusters from Galactus is awesome. Yeah.
Much like Ray, I also got a Jean Grey.
Wow.
Nice.
I got bored and opened up my tokens from the hunt, which, by the way, earned me a Nova.
Wow, see?
Really?
I finished, 74th I finished.
Good for you.
Got myself a Nova.
Nice job.
And then I got... Yep, then I got a Jean Grey and some other 3-star that I is hanging out waiting to...
Yeah, but...
Might have been Magneto.
Sounds like you mopped up there.
I did. The hunt went very well for me. I had forgotten what the storyline was because I haven't PvE'd in a while because I, you know, got a little lazy and apathetic sometimes. And it's one of my more liked ones. I forgot that's the one where Devil Dinosaur shows up in the end. I forgot it had some fun animations where they're throwing EMPs and you get to see Zorch, Scorch, Zerp. Another fun things, but anyway, I did very well. I did manage to place high enough to get a Nova, and I got a green Jean Grey out of it.
Very nice.
So I managed to just a combination of things. I managed to get another Venom 4-star, so that only gives me 2. But I think this is the strongest power, his yellow power. So I was happy about that, and I managed to get a, like I said, a Jean Grey. My champion, who did I just champion? Oh, right, Luke Cage today. I championed Luke Cage.
Yeah, booyah, now you're in happy line.
And I got a Cho.
Oh,
sad trombone.
However, let's get back to this champion, Luke Cage. You are in for happy times now, man. Happy times.
And then I managed to hit, what is it, the 900,000 mark?
Yeah,
on the Galactus event, that got the legendary token. That got me. I now have Professor X maxed out on his blind spot.
Oh.
So hopefully I don't get any more of those.
Right.
Because I have him at 251 now.
Does it do anything as it gets better?
I am not 100% sure. Oh, yeah. It does when
The tiles get better.
Right.
Yeah.
He strengthens 4 friendly tiles by 167. Anytime you make a match with his tile, you know, the tiles that have his symbol.
Right.
So, yeah, it ups it to 167 on 4 special friendly tiles. So,
nice.
That sounds powerful. I haven't got to use him yet because I don't have him leveled. But
hey, so speaking of champions, anybody have any idea how many, what are you up to? What do you got going?
No, I have no idea.
I was going to say.
Oh, right. Listener comments. I really this week I will get off my butt and update my... Game Pendium account because I haven't done it since Champions came out. So sorry about that.
Right.
Hey, yeah, that was
from
another
reliable sources. What? Oh yeah, I said I heard from reliable sources that Ray made a roster for me on Game Pendium, which was very thoughtful of him. I don't know if I can update it or access it, but it's out there. So, and it's relatively recent. The only thing new that I've gotten since then,
Nova?
Totally new wise, is those Hulkbusters. I didn't have any Hulkbusters prior to this Galactus event
and the Nova.
What do we?
And the Nova,
what do we say? There's 43 stars. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm now up to 27 champions.
Jeez.
At the 3-star level.
Holy moly. I think I'm still at like 6.
I have 21 3 stars championed and 8 2 stars.
Oh, I've got 3 2 stars championed. That's it.
However, on a different note, a Leonard F. Chikarison. Not that note. That was several notes thrown together. A Leonard F. Chikarison has...
I've heard of that guy.
At least 2 maximum level champion 3 stars now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised.
Oh, sorry. It took a while for that to sink in, and I was like, what? That's not it. Oh.
How many covers does he get in a day?
Oh, wait. It might be 2 stars. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. But in any case, I saw that he has a couple champion characters at maximum level, and that was interesting. Yeah, they're 2 stars.
Good on him. He definitely carries his weight as co-commander of the Alliance.
Yeah, man.
And then some. Hats off to you, Leonard F. Chikarison.
I'm kind of hoping to... I was hoping to be one of the first people to champion a 4 star in our Alliance, but I don't know if I'm going to get there. It's going to cost me so much ISO. I have no idea. I have a 4 star that I can do it with, but...
What?
Yeah.
X-Force Wolverine?
Yeah.
All right.
I have it maxed out, but... Oh, the ISO required. One, it doesn't tell me how much it is. It tells me...
Well, 20 ISO's gone, so you're living large now.
Yeah, maybe.
It's
go back and farm that prologue.
It should be 10,000 a champion.
Well, yeah, it's 10,000 a champion, but I gotta get him to level 270 first. And I don't know how much that's going to be, because every time I look at it, it's like, 40,000 to get to level 220? And then I get more ISO, and it's like, you need 60,000 to get to 230?
Oh.
It just changes the numbers as you as you gain more ISO, just to tease you.
Yeah, that's a lot of X-Force
that's
covers.
That's fantastic.
But I want to do it, because he's powerful right now, and... I was not doing it because I didn't have a 5-star or anything, and I didn't want to throw off my scaling. But now I've got the Silver Surfer, so hey, it's thrown off anyway. I'll just do it and see how it works.
Do it, Doug.
But then I can't champion any of my other 3-stars because they all need ISO. So
yeah, I've been really neglecting my 4-stars because I could level all of them because I just don't have the ISO. But they've all gotten covers recently. Someday I'll get back to them.
Someday, first world problems.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
True. Ian, tell me about the podcast networks.
The podcast network, well, what I do know is that it's soon to be named, and that it's filled with other great shows, like the YouTube show, The Fresher and Parlance Show, starring Fresher and Parlance, where they talk about news and events of the week in their live YouTube broadcast. There's also the Prodigal Sons podcast, which stars, you guessed it, me, alongside my good friends Adam, Jared, and Brian, where we talk about a hodgepodge of different items. The last episode we did is a little blurry for me. I had a spot of botulism that left me a little incapacitated, but I heard it was probably very good.
I've listened to about half of it. It was the first 5 minutes had me in stitches.
All right, see? There we go. We really doing our best to up the content on that.
If you enjoy movie references, you will be as well.
Oh, holy smokes! I forgot about the Brian Simpsons reference extravaganza that episode. Oh, on fire! So we also have the Podvocacy, or just Podvocacy, which stars Dave and Jason, where they talk about their pop culture interests, which include movies, music, video games, Marvel, Puzzle Quest, and the like. Some fine television shows, I hear. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, possibly even mostly, there is the Long Box Heroes podcast, which stars Leonard F. Chikarison. Go ahead, Craig.
I didn't say a word.
All right. Good.
He's been good the last couple weeks.
All I know is they have a special segment each week that talks about the things that are going on at Cinnabon.
There you go. That felt a little good. So Leonard and Todd talk about comic books. They have a second podcast called Long Box Heroes After Dark, where they talk about things they didn't have time to talk about during their usual formatted show. So please check us out. We're the soon-to-be-named network. I forget how to find us. That's all on Ray.
There is a soon-to-be-named network Tumblr feed, which
Tumblr.
I don't have the accent. I don't have the address right offhand, but if you go to puzzlewarriors3.com, it is on the homepage. There is a link to it on the homepage.
Holy smokes, our homepage has all the links you'll ever need.
Hopefully.
Ooh, that's really quite a lot.
It's a lot of links.
Okay, then.
Yeah, you want to bring this bad boy in for a landing?
What? We're going to fail. We'll end on a sad note. It'll make you sad because I know you hate it. All right, sign off.
Oh, no. Why do I hate it?
Because you always hate my clues at the end.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I thought it was, like, especially sad. I was like, oh, no, what happened?
not any more sad than any other time.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Once again, thank everybody for joining us again this week. Sorry for the slight delay. You'll probably get this a day later than normal. Here's a shout-out. It was my wife's birthday, so happy birthday to Erica.
Woo-hoo, happy Woo! Birthday.
Big 2-8.
Yeah, you can keep believing that. You can check us out at puzzlewarriors3.com and if you want to leave some comments, send us some emails, chit-chat, anything that strikes your fancy, anything you want to talk about on this show, please feel free to chime in. We love to hear from everybody. You can find the feed on there, on the iTunes, on Stitcher. We have Twitter, at puzzlewarriors3.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention that. We had a huge amount of Twitter conversation about the Galactus event. That was a lot of fun. I need to give you guys the Twitter account so that you can get in on that as well. But, hey, thanks for tweeting to us and talking about Galactus.
Hashtag you're welcome.
As always, you can also chime in on the Reddit, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, where Ray posts the show each week. And if you leave comments there, we totally read them. I check that subreddit every day. On our webpage, there's an Amazon banner. If you want to throw us a little bone, you can click on the Amazon banner, buy something, cost you nothing. We get some pennies to run the webpage. I think that's all for this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, having only one eye can make you the biggest douche in the universe. See you next week.
Sad trombone.
'No, that was the sound I made when I read about Spider-Gwen. That's what I... It seriously was. Like, I read it and I went, oh... Like, it was kind of like Rosie from the Jetsons. You know, I was like, oh, okay, Mr. J.
What's the show on a Jetsons reference?
Only here, folks. Only here can you get a Rosie the Robot shout-out.
Oh, stupid Space Flintstones, I hate you so bad.
No way, this was a great show. That show was awesome.
It was not a great show.
It was a great show. Ray, back me up on this. Come on.
Uh-uh.
What?
No.
Come on, all right. For the people out there listening, the Hanna-Barbera universe, come on, the Jetsons.
Again, it's definitely a you know, classic slice of Americana, but as far as cartoons go, that one just never resonated with me. It was a bit of a letdown.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it weren't into Cogs.
And I like a lot of bad cartoons. A lot of bad cartoons. And I liked a lot of Hanna-Barbera cartoons. But the Jetsons, I mean...
Yeah.
I was like, through the roof excited, like, what was it, probably been, like, 15, almost 20 years ago when they created the Boom Network.
Yeah.
It was a spinoff of Cartoon Network.
Yeah, Boom was awesome.
That they only played, like, old Hanna-Barbera stuff. Oh, my God, there were so many good cartoons, but, oh, they wasted so many hours on the Jetsons.
Oh, man, I can't fathom somebody not liking the Jetsons.
Just not for me. It wasn't my jam. There was just so many. There were so many to choose from. That one didn't really, you know, I don't like the Flintstones that much either, if that helps.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. I don't either.
Yeah, neither of them did anything for me. I was, you know, all the other... smaller ones I thought were great. Even larger ones. I love Scooby-Doo.
Well, it depends which flavor now. This current modern-day Scooby-Doo is garbage.
No. The old ones that had the crazy laugh track for no reason, like it was filmed in front of a live studio audience or something.
I also really enjoyed the Scooby-Doo movies where they had all the random guessos. Like you had...
Oh, no, that was like a whole season.
Yeah.
Where they had like the Globetrotters and Phyllis Diller. And Don Knotts,
Batman...
oh my goodness, those were the best. The best.
Oh, we're missing somebody important. Oh, Don Rickles? Didn't he appear more than
probably.
Once?
Probably.
Oh, likely. I have no idea yet. Yes. I can't imagine.
There was a bunch of, however, those ones are my favorite Scooby-Doos. Like,
oh my goodness, the ones with Batman and Robin showed up were the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, that Globetrotters one is fantastic.
Globetrotters and Batman and Robin were the absolute pinnacle, but those others were also very good too.
Yeah, I mean, they're just solid gold. Yeah. Solid gold.
I think I was... There were a lot of Scooby-Doo villains that gave me the willies. I think I was scared of the creeper for more years than I should have been.
But in the end, they always taught you the ghosts weren't real. You just had to reason everything out.
Right.
Yeah, I do have to say, it was some part of Kaboom. If they could have spent more and more hours doing Laugh Olympics.
Yes.
Oh, and
Laugh Olympics was gold.
The racing one with Penelope Pitstop and Muttley. And, you know, you had the wacky races.
Oh, right, sure.
If they could have more wacky races and more Laugh Olympics, those shows were solid gold.
Yeah, Laugh Olympics just wasn't on nearly enough. That was so many. But just a big...
It's just so good.
Like, hodgepodge of all the characters.
Holy smokes.
And I like the later night Boom, where they would dust off some of the, you know, like Birdman and Thundar the Barbarian.
Yeah, I love those shows.
And,
Thundar Barbarian, the Sun
Sword. And arguably the greatest superhero team of all time, the Herculoids.
Yeah! Where else can you have a slingshot that fires rocks that explode? Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
And for some reason,
and that was like the tip of the iceberg.
Your dinosaur can load those in his head and fire them like a machine gun.
He could! Tundro, and then he could fan out his little, like...
Yeah, for you made a shield.
Head shield.
Yeah.
And his legs were an elevator.
That's true. Man, you had
there was no limit to the powers that they
had. You had the flying one, you had the pterodactyl, you had
Zod could fire lightning bolts out of his eyes and tail.
And then you had the granite monkey.
Yeah. Oh god. Let's see. Tundro, Igu.
Igu. Is that right?
Tundro, Igu, and Zod.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good fun. And then Gloop and Gleep, they were immune to damage. They could take any shape they wanted.
Well, wait, wasn't that Space Ghost?
What, they then who were the
weren't Space Ghost on? No, that's they had a monkey too.
They Jan and Jace had a little
monkey.
Yeah,
Jan and Jace had a monkey.
Gleep. But Gloop and Gleep, I thought were the two gelatinous blobs that hung out with.
Yeah, you were definitely on the Herculoids.
Yeah, you're correct. It's just those shows crossed over more than once.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that's where I blended together there.
Wow, what a tangent.
Well, I'm sorry, it just had to
go. Oh, those were good. That's when
that was living.
That was a golden age of cartoons.
Yeah, it was.
Now they're all dead.
Mostly.
Dead.
Yeah, it's not much.
The end of Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. Well,
that's the dark time I'm raising my son in.
No, I blame the government. They told me I had to have educational crap on Saturday mornings instead of things that were good. They killed Saturday morning cartoons.
I was going to say. It was only one day a week.
Really?
So what if I was bombarded by six straight hours of 30-minute commercials?
I just went to school for five straight days in a row. Can I just let me have some cartoons? Come on.
Yeah.
Man, your mom was probably making you go to church on Sunday, so that day was ruined. So Saturday was all you had, man.
Right. It was your one treat, but unfortunately...
Except for, like, Sunday afternoons, you could usually, like, you know, find, like, a Godzilla rerun or something coming on.
These millennials just don't test well, so now...
we have
schools are losing their funding.
I need to see Bindi keep on her father's legacy of tormenting animals.
Yeah, I won't get down on her. She's good on her. And she's a great dancer. Who knew?
That's what I hear. Anyway, man, Ray's got a lot of editing to do.
Yeah, I do.
Holy smokes.